street king. Yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, Hashtag Basketball, and Nets Republic. On the program, we preview the 2022 Eastern and Western Conference Finals matchups in the NBA playoffs. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street king, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen. Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3 on KTRH.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver fast and affordably for small biz, big box, large scale, wholesale, retail, B2B, B2C, ASAP. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/delivering.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
King.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so
so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use their 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use their 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use their 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use their 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
King. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The 2022 NBA playoffs are underway, and man, we've seen some great series, and now we're set the stage for two great matchups. That's right, the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals. In the Eastern Conference Finals, we have the Boston Celtics squaring off against the Miami Heat, and on the Western Conference side, we have the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Golden State Warriors. To preview those matchups, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA and also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic and the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. Love having him on the show and his expertise, and want to welcome him back to the program, Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick, welcome back, my man.
Ed, thanks so much for having me back. Always fun to talk basketball with you, and obviously it is an exciting time for the NBA. It's always great to chat with you about it.
Absolutely, absolutely right about that, Nick. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Before we discuss and preview the conference finals matchups, I want to get back to the last several series that had completed. I want to start off with the Dallas and Phoenix series. When I saw Dallas win the series 4-3, Chris Paul, you were one of the first people that came to my mind, because I know you said Chris Paul is one of your favorite players. Again, another exit. He falls short of expectations in terms of the playoffs. Just give me your thoughts on the Dallas and Phoenix series.
I was shocked by how the seventh game of that series turned out, because that game seven was an absolute blowout. And I certainly did not expect that last game to go like that. I thought that Phoenix would win the series. I thought that they were the better team. But even so, if I had to predict what a game seven would look like, I definitely did not expect Luka Doncic to be even with the Suns in scoring by halftime. Both Luka and the Suns had scored 27 points by halftime of that game seven. So that was really shocking. And unfortunately for Chris Paul, the fact that he really struggled, especially the final few games of that series, will probably be a stain on his playoff legacy, which is really unfortunate because a lot of his playoff history in the past has been fraught with injury issues at the worst possible time and Chris Paul leading valiant efforts behind teams that were simply not up to snuff with the competition. Chris Paul just basically desperately trying to lead those teams to victory. But this mark on his legacy is going to be really difficult for him to erase because ultimately the Suns had a 2-0 advantage in the series and, you know, Chris Paul had a star-studded team around him. Devin Booker, obviously the standout among those stars, but with Mikal Bridges and DeAndre Ayton and the rest of that Phoenix roster, I think it's fair to have expected much better from Phoenix than from Chris Paul in particular. And unfortunately, the series did not go the way that Phoenix fans certainly thought it would. And that Game 7 in particular was really an eyesore in a series that Phoenix certainly had a chance in and then sort of fell apart down the stretch.
I want to stay again just with Phoenix for a moment, and you're absolutely right about Chris Paul. We've seen this time and time again throughout his illustrious career, just continuing to have blown leads, whether it be during his time in New Orleans or with the L.A. Clippers, and, of course, the one-and-a-half season in Houston, and then currently with the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker, Devin didn't show up at all for this Game 7. What's the status, in your opinion, with Devin Booker?
Difficult because ultimately, I mean, Chris Paul is going to be the one who shoulders the majority of the blame for this particular loss just because he's had a more fraught history in the playoffs. But as you said, Devin Booker did not have a great series himself, and certainly he did not help with Phoenix falling apart down the stretch in Game 7. So I don't think this is particularly a black mark on Devin Booker's legacy just because he's still so early in his career, and ultimately, you know, he did make the finals with his Phoenix Suns team last season, so I think it'll definitely be more of an issue for discussions about Chris Paul going forward than Devin Booker, but certainly Devin Booker was disappointing in this series as well, and if he had played better in Game 7, then we probably wouldn't be talking about issues about Chris Paul's legacy, questions about Chris Paul's legacy, because if Devin Booker had been better in Game 7, but also really during the last four games of this series, then I don't think we would be talking about this because I think that Phoenix probably would have made it onto the next round, and this wouldn't really be a discussion topic.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of the topic of discussion, the Dallas Mavericks got some additional help from the supporting cast with Jalen Brunson, Dorian Finney-Smith, of course, Maxi Kleber, and Reggie Bullock, and Spencer Dinwiddie came through in the last couple of games in this series. But the emergence of Luka Doncic, oh my goodness, Luka Doncic was just a force to be reckoned with in the last two games of the series, games 6 and 7. Give me your thoughts on Luka going forward.
So in this series, Luka Doncic outscored every player on the Phoenix Suns. He out-rebounded their center, DeAndre Ayton. He out-assisted Chris Paul in the series, and he got more steals than Mikal Bridges, Phoenix Suns Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Luka Doncic was absolutely dominant in this series, and the fact that this is the first time that he's made it to the Western Conference Finals says a lot more about the Clippers teams that he's faced in the last couple of playoffs than it does about Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. But ultimately, the fact that the Mavericks won Game 7 in the blowout fashion that they did, it does say a lot about Luka. But as I mentioned earlier, Luka and Phoenix were even on points heading into the second half. And while obviously a lot of that is due to Luka's incredible scoring prowess, Dallas also held this Phoenix Suns team to 27 points in that first half. And their team defense this season, and particularly in the second half of the season after they traded away Kristaps Porzingis and brought in Spencer Dinwiddie, their defense during the second half of the season has been remarkable to watch. And while Luka's breakout in the series is clearly going to be important for, you know, sort of how he's viewed in the NBA going forward, the rest of the Dallas team has to get a ton of credit for the exceptional defense that they played in this series. And Dorian Finney-Smith was exceptional on the wing. And the rest of the Dallas team just did an amazing job of switching, staying in rotation against the Phoenix Suns. And while this was clearly a breakout performance for Luka Doncic, a lot of credit also has to go to the Dallas Mavericks as a team for the defense that they played in this series.
All right, I want to move along now to the Golden State and Memphis series. It seems to me that the Splash Brothers are back, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. The last couple of years have been rough for Klay. He tore both of his ACLs, and this was the season that he had to get back and play. Well, he's done that, and he really came of age in the Memphis series, really in the last two games of the series, and we know Steph got going and really in the last two games of the series as well. Just give me your thoughts on the Splash Brothers and their closeout game in Game 6.
So on the heels of their pretty rough performance in Game 5, the Grizzlies had a 55-point lead at one point in that game. Ultimately, the Warriors cut it down to only a 39-point loss by the end. Game 6 in San Francisco was obviously going to have to be a turnaround performance for the Warriors. And as you mentioned, Klay Thompson, once again, you know, Game 6 has kind of been Klay's thing going back in the past. You know, Klay's been spectacular in Game 6s against the Thunder, against Cleveland in the finals, and he had a Game 6 performance again, you know, after that very long layoff from multiple injuries. He's slowly rounded into form over the course of the season and definitely looked to be fully in form in that Game 6 against the Grizzlies. Ja Morant did miss both of the final two games, which certainly did change the equation of things for Memphis. And even though the Grizzlies have been incredibly successful this season without Ja Morant on the floor, I think given that they only scored 96 points in that closeout game, that they could have used Ja's offensive prowess in that closeout Game 6. But ultimately, Steph Curry continued to be Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson showed that he's still the shooter that he was before the injury. Even if he's not quite as quick and athletic as he was before that two-year layoff, he could still shoot better than almost anyone in NBA history from beyond the arc. And once again, he displayed that when he gets hot, there's very little that any defense can do to stop him, and there was very little that Memphis could do to stop him in that Game 6.
Ja Morant, you mentioned Ja Morant. What a bright future he has in this NBA, and I mean, he's a very dynamic player, but his playing style, unfortunately, has caused him to have a lot of injuries, and he missed 26 games during the regular season and was out for the rest of the series against Golden State. What do you think Ja needs to do, Nick, in terms of staying healthy going forward?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing is just that Ja Morant tends to land on one leg when he comes down from his ridiculous dunks or layups. And I hate to even bring this up because it's one of the most painful point guard comparisons you can make, but a lot of the issues that Derrick Rose has had over the years has been knee injuries due to difficult landings on high-flying dunks. And I think that the biggest thing that Ja Morant can do going forward is to work on his landings so that he isn't just putting all his pressure on one leg and potentially causing himself even more severe injury issues than he struggled through this year. But beyond that, I mean, Ja Morant has taken such a leap this year, even in comparison to last year. I am not someone who would have voted for him as the most improved player in the league personally, but he did win that award, and he certainly did show dramatic improvement from last year to this year. In terms of improvements to his game going forward, I mean, really the biggest one beyond working on avoiding injuries more is that he could stand to be a slightly better three-point shooter, but honestly, especially given the spectacular season that he just had, it does feel like nitpicking a bit to call that out, but this year was his best season from long range of his career, and he still only shot 34.4% from deep, so I think he could work a bit on his three-point shot, but really the biggest thing for me is I just hope that he gets better about his landing, because that, I think, is a prime area of concern for potential injuries going forward, and I desperately hope that we do not talk about Ja Morant in 3 to 5 years in the same way that we were unfortunately forced to talk about Derrick Rose after his injuries following his MVP season.
I hope not neither. Ja Morant is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, and we're just hoping that he can play for 10, 15 years plus and continue to dazzle us with his great talent. And the future is definitely bright for Memphis when you have other players on the team such as Desmond Bane. Of course, you have Dylan Brooks along with Brandon Clark. And how about Jaren Jackson Jr.? What a year he had, and definitely it's going to, the future is looking bright for Memphis. I want to move along now on the Eastern Conference side. So Boston Celtics, they advanced, knocking off the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks. This game seven was never close. I mean, Boston, everybody shot well. Al Horford, Peyton Pritchard coming off of the bench. You had Grant Williams. Of course, Marcus Smart got his in. Jaylen Brown was effective. But Jason Tatum came in and handled his business. Just give me your thoughts on Boston clinching the game seven and beating the defending champion Bucks.
So that game seven was not quite the blowout that the Phoenix-Dallas game seven was, but it was pretty close. Boston had that game in hand from the very beginning, and they probably would have won that game even without the career performance from Grant Williams, who put up 27 points in that game, knocked down seven threes. That was huge for Boston in that final game, but they had that game in hand really from the beginning. And while this was still a spectacular performance from Giannis in my mind, the fact that the Bucks made it to that seventh game with Chris Middleton shelved for much of the series and a lot of the rest of the Bucks players besides Giannis struggling throughout the series, really, this was a crowning performance for Jason Tatum, and it's been a bit of a season like that for him. He's really emerged as someone who's pretty clearly among the top 10 players in the NBA this season, and him being able to have that performance against this Bucks defense in this series was incredibly impressive. And granted, Boston is one of the few teams in the league who had an even better defense than Milwaukee, and that certainly showed through when they gave up 81 points in that game seven against the Bucks. But really, this was an incredibly important performance for Jason Tatum's standing in the league, and it'll be fascinating to see what he can do against the Miami Heat defense in the next round. But a really stellar performance from him in this series, and certainly Boston would not have been able to take this series in seven games without Jason Tatum playing the spectacular basketball that he played in that Eastern Conference semifinals.
All right, and then we have the Miami Heat. They punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating the Philadelphia 76ers in six games. They took advantage of the 76ers' vulnerabilities. Joel Embiid hurt, beat up. James Harden just was never in condition. He just never seemed to get it together all season long. So Miami, Jimmy Butler, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, he did his thing. Tyler Hero, the reigning sixth man of the year. Duncan Robinson, he got his in along with Bam Adebayo. But we saw also two emerging stars in this playoff run for Miami, Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. Just give me your thoughts on Miami handling their business in game six.
So starting with Jimmy Butler, there have been a lot of spectacular performances in this playoffs, but if I had to say right now, I think Jimmy Butler has been the MVP of the playoffs so far, and that is despite him missing some games in the playoffs, particularly missing a game against the Atlanta Hawks. And, you know, he has been nearly 30 points a game. He's been efficient from three-point range, which he certainly was not during the regular season when he shot 23% from deep up to 36% in the playoffs. He's played spectacular defense. He's been just barely behind Bam Adebayo as the second most prolific rebounder for the Miami Heat, and he's leading them in offensive boards. He's also leading them with 5.5 assists per game in the playoffs, more than 2 steals a game in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler has been absolutely spectacular this postseason, and I think that if he continues to play this way, that Miami has a very good chance of making it back to the finals again. But you mentioned Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, and really this has been a breakout sort of season for both of them. They both started to get more playing time during the regular season as Miami struggled with COVID and injury issues. And Strus in particular has proven himself as someone who can be a solid defender who will absolutely not hesitate to let the ball fly from three-point range. He's averaging 8.5 three-pointers a game so far in these playoffs. He's started all 11 games for the Heat, and he's just been a really useful piece to them as a sort of secondary type scorer on the offensive end, solid defensive piece, but really just someone who puts up a lot of three-pointers and makes a lot of three-pointers. He's shooting 35% in the playoffs, but he was a 41% shooter during the regular season, again, on a very healthy number of attempts. And this playoffs, he's really sort of supplanted Duncan Robinson in that Heat rotation as sort of the primary 3-and-D type option. And Gabe Vincent has also been helpful for Miami, not as much on the offensive end. He's kind of struggled to put the ball in the basket, 38% from the floor, 28% from three-point range. But his defense has been very helpful. His passing has been super helpful. He's right behind Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler in terms of assists per game for the Heat during the playoffs. And he's just done a good job of playing hard defense, starting in spots when he's needed to, when Kyle Lowry's been injured, and doing what he needs to do on both ends of the floor, and certainly has earned himself a rotation role in Miami, both during the regular season, but he's sort of cemented that this year in the playoffs.
All right, and that takes care of the four teams that handled their business in the semifinal round. And now, Nick, that takes us to our conference final matchups. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference Finals, the number one seed Miami Heat going up against the number two seed Boston Celtics. Again, with Miami, the names we mentioned earlier, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, also, of course, the emergence of Max Strus and Gabe Vincent in this series, and, of course, Tyler Hero, the reigning sixth man of the year, followed by Duncan Robinson. Boston, man, Jason Tatum really is emerging as a superstar right in front of our eyes. Jaylen Brown, we know what he brings to the table. Boston's lockdown defense, and there's nice shooting with the likes of Grant Williams and, of course, Al Horford bringing that veteran leadership. What's your thoughts on Miami and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals?
So I think that the key factors here are going to be Jason Tatum on one side and Jimmy Butler on the other side. I think the matchup between the two of them is going to be fascinating to watch. It'll be interesting to see actually how much they do guard each other, whether Boston decides to put Tatum on Jimmy Butler or whether Boston decides they're going to throw Jaylen Brown on him or they're going to do something else with their defense. It is going to be really important, that sort of point guard matchup, because, you know, while Gabe Vincent has been doing well in replacement of Kyle Lowry, I think that Marcus Smart, you know, reigning defensive player of the year, helping to lead this Boston defense that was the best defense in the NBA this season, especially in the year 2022, they had by far the best defense in basketball. I think the keys here to watch will be which of those two point guards is healthy and as close to fully healthy as they can be first, and then the Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler superstar matchup, I think, will determine the course of this series as well.
I want to stay on the defensive side for a moment. We know Boston was the best defensive team in the league during the regular season, but Miami's defensive stalwart is Bam Adebayo. He does all the dirty work in the paint, getting points, whether it be through the second chance points off of offensive rebounding or getting block shots. How important will Bam's presence be in this series?
Bam Adebayo will be vital in this series because ultimately, if Boston ends up winning this series, it's going to be because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are getting downhill, they're getting to the rim, scoring at the basket, or kicking out to open three-point shooters for Boston. So Bam Adebayo's ability to control the area around the rim, to dominate his matchup against Al Horford down low, will be vital to how this matchup ends up going. And ultimately, I think that Bam Adebayo could be the difference maker in this series, because I think that when you're talking about the sort of star power, Jimmy Butler will match up pretty close to evenly with Jason Tatum. I think Jimmy Butler's had a slightly better playoff so far, but they're both superstar type, top 10, top 15 players in the league. I think that Bam Adebayo's ability to, as you said, do the little things, do the dirty work on the defensive end and fill in for the Heat will really determine the course of this series, because if Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum can basically play each other to a standstill, it's going to come down to how good Miami can be on the defensive end, because these are two spectacular defensive teams, but a lot of Miami's defensive success is due to not just how well they do switching and how many good defensive pieces they have, but with Bam Adebayo sort of as the anchor inside, if he can play his best basketball, I think that dramatically reduces Boston's chances of doing anything in this series.
All right, the million-dollar question, Nick. I've got to ask you this. Who wins the series and how many games and why?
I think that Miami will take this series in six. I think that ultimately Jimmy Butler is having either the best playoff so far or the second best playoff so far. Certainly, I think he's been the best playoff performer in the Eastern Conference, and I think that will continue. I think that while Al Horford has had a spectacular playoff so far, I think that Bam Adebayo will overcome him in that matchup, and I think that ultimately, if Bam Adebayo can continue to lock down the interior for the Heat and Kyle Lowry comes back to play for them sooner rather than later, I just think that Miami has the depth and the defensive talent to overcome Boston in this series. So even though Boston has been a slightly better defensive team, especially in the year 2022, I think that Miami just has too much for them to overcome. And so I'm going to go with Miami in six. I was tempted to say Miami in seven, but ultimately I think that the difference between those two teams is large enough that I'm comfortable with saying Miami in six.
All right, so that sets the stage for the Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. South Beach versus Beantown is definitely going to be an interesting series. And speaking of an interesting series, let's move along now to the Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Golden State, the third seed, going up against the fourth seed, Dallas Mavericks. I tell you what, Nick, this series has stars upon stars. Luka Doncic, the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. We've also got Draymond Green in the mix as well, Andrew Wiggins, and an emerging star for Golden State in Jordan Poole. Give me your thoughts on this Dallas-Golden State Western Conference Finals matchup.
So it'll be a very interesting matchup, and the thing that I honestly think will be the biggest factor in how this turns out is that the two best players on the Golden State Warriors in terms of their ability to defend Luka Doncic or at least limit Luka Doncic as much as anyone can in Andre Iguodala and Otto Porter have both missed a lot of time in these playoffs. If Andre Iguodala continues to miss time with his neck injury, I think he will also be a player to watch in this series because if he does come back, he has that kind of playoff experience and, you know, also his ability to sort of fill gaps on the offensive end, be an excellent passer while also boosting that Warriors defense. I think those two will be critical in this series in terms of their ability to guard Luka Doncic. Now, these two teams, the Warriors and the Mavericks, switch on defense more than almost any other team in the league. So maybe the primary defender on Luka doesn't matter quite as much as it would in another series, but I think that Otto Porter Jr. being probable for Wednesday's game is huge for the Warriors because they just need more bodies to try and throw in front of Luka and try and slow him down if they're going to be able to come out on top in this series.
I want to talk about X factors in this series for a moment. You mentioned, Nick, that Luka is going to get his. There's no doubt, regardless of who they put on him. But who do you think are the X factors going to be in this series on the Dallas side?
On the Dallas side, I think that the biggest factor is Spencer Dinwiddie. When Spencer Dinwiddie performs well, the Dallas Mavericks have almost always won since he got traded to the Mavericks earlier this season. And, you know, when he and Luka are both scoring in bunches, there's pretty much nothing that opposing defenses can do. Luka is exceptionally consistent. However, Spencer Dinwiddie is not quite that consistent, but again, if Luka continues to do what Luka has done throughout these playoffs and throughout previous playoffs, and Jalen Brunson continues to provide a spark for this Mavericks team, I think that Spencer Dinwiddie can really be the difference between them sort of being pushed over the top or them sort of struggling to score against this Warriors squad if the ball is forced out of Luka's hands.
All right, let's move along now to the Golden State side. We know the Splash Brothers, Steph and Klay, they're going to have their way regardless. And we know Andrew Wiggins is going to come in as well and do damage. Draymond is going to handle his business in terms of rebounding defense and being the motor of that team. And we know Jordan Poole, again, is an emerging star. Who do you think is going to be the X factor for Golden State?
So I think that Otto Porter Jr. is probably going to be the biggest X factor, but since I've already talked about him, I think that Kevon Looney could also be a huge difference maker in this series. in their previous series against Memphis, in that clinching game six, Kevon Looney grabbed 22 rebounds, which is an absurd performance, honestly, especially given that he's an undersized center at 6'9". But I think that while Otto Porter Jr. is probably my pick for most important X factor for these Warriors, I think that if Kevon Looney has a game or two like he had in that game six against Memphis, that he could also be someone who turns this series in favor of the Warriors.
All right, fair enough. So now, again, another million-dollar question, Nick. Who wins the series and how many games and why?
This is really tough. I definitely struggled with this decision more than with the Eastern Conference decision. I think that ultimately Golden State takes this series in seven, but the biggest factor in the series, I think, is that other than Otto Porter Jr. and hopefully Andre Iguodala, the Warriors don't really have someone who can sort of be the key defender against Luka. You know, they don't have a lockdown guy like, say, Phoenix had in Mikal Bridges. And even with Mikal Bridges, Luka still just caught fire and destroyed the Phoenix Suns in that series. So I think that ultimately Luka has a great matchup in this series, and that's going to be hugely helpful. But the Warriors have an incredible switching defense, and while the Mavericks have Luka and a bunch of guys who fill their roles, I think that's a bit unfair to Jalen Brunson, who's averaged 23 points a game these playoffs and has been spectacular throughout. But ultimately, I think that the Warriors' star power with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, not to mention Andrew Wiggins and the emerging Jordan Poole, I think that they ultimately will have enough to come out on top in this series, but I think it's going to be very close, and certainly given how Luka has performed in these playoffs and in his entire playoff career, it's very difficult to bet against him, but I think it's even more difficult for me to bet against the success of the Golden State Warriors. So as tough as it is, I think ultimately I have to go Golden State in seven, but I think the second most likely outcome might actually be Dallas in six if Luka can just dominate the Warriors squad and they can't really find an answer for him. Still, though, ultimately I think that the Warriors will have what it takes, and I think they will emerge on top in seven games.
It's the matchup, the Western Conference Finals, the third seed Golden State Warriors going up against the fourth seed Dallas Mavericks. It's the Lone Star State going up against the Golden State Mavs and Warriors. Is going to be a fantastic one, just like the Eastern Conference Finals. And you heard it from him. He is Nick Agard-Johnson. Again, Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, of course, Nets Republic, and the NBA Deep Dives podcast. And any websites, let them know that as well.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at NBAJOHNSON. And I put all of my basketball-related work up on my Twitter feed sooner rather than later. So any podcast that I've done, any written work that I've done, and, of course, this radio interview, when it has been posted, all that will go up on my Twitter feed. So if you want to check out my work, that's the best place to do it. And then No Ceilings NBA is at No Ceilings NBA, and the website is NoCeilingsNBA.com. We also have a YouTube channel, and then hashtag basketball you can find at hashtagbasketball.com, and then social media at #TBasketball for that, and then Nets Republic is at Nets Republic on Twitter and NetsRepublic.com.
You heard it from him. He's Nick Agard-Johnson. He's the editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA, also a writer for hashtag basketball and Nets Republic. And he's also the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf. Check him out on those great platforms and those great outlets. Nick, as always, thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much again for having me, and looking forward to hopefully coming back on the show to talk some more basketball with you.
You definitely got that, my man, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito. A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens. Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week for as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King. Yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options. As low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
No, not now.
That sounds like it's going to cost you.
I know what to do. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, I could have the money in my account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away. Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, expertise, and a private six-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last first date could be one match away.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Stealings, Hashtag Basketball, and Nets Republic. We previewed thanks again to his insights on the press. We previewed the 2022 Eastern and Western Conference final matchups in the NBA playoffs. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.